Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Clay County Courthouse, once again for our broadcast of the Clay County Corner here on WVFB-FM 101.5, Kicks Country. Also like to remind everyone that today's live broadcast will be rebroadcast again tonight at 6 p.m. I'd like to invite everyone to that, and if someone who can't listen to it right now, let them know so they can listen to it later tonight. And also, like to let everyone know that we're still the active courthouse. We actually held court in here last Friday, I think. So we're not completely shut down as a courthouse. I think they had a lot going on down at the main courthouse. So we, once again, were forced into duty last week. So we're still maybe the oldest active courthouse in the state of Tennessee, maybe. I believe early voting starts today, I believe. So need to remind everyone to get out, and if you want to vote early, get out and get it done early. So avoid the rush. And I think this is the first time that we have ever had a primary here in Clay County. We don't have a local party politics. I don't think we have any candidates locally that are running in any primaries, but this gives our citizens a chance to vote in the primary, which in the past they haven't had, and haven't had a voice in selecting some of the candidates, some of the region-wide candidates, some of the judgeships and that type of thing. So this is a step up for us here, and we'd like to encourage everyone to get out and vote in this primary. Right now we will break, and then we'll be back with our first guest here just in a second. So right now, let's do a little commercial break.
The Upper Cumberland General Store is what a country store used to be like and what a country store should be. Local handcrafted items, antiques, Disney items, American moonshine items, household goods, live survival foods, snacks, discount groceries, and a whole lot more. Shop Upper Cumberland General Store and save. Up to 90% off regular retail prices. You need to see it to believe it. Visit Upper Cumberland General Store, open 9 till 5, Tuesday through Saturday, at 101 Doctors Drive in Salina, Tennessee. Or you can call them at 931-243-3350. That's 931-243-3350 for Upper Cumberland General Store. Here to serve you right behind the DQ.
Husqvarna is the world's largest producer of outdoor power products. Husqvarna offers a full line of lawn and garden equipment for the homeowner and the professional. Chainsaws, blowers, trimmers, mowers, tillers, and zero turns. Husqvarna has everything you need and is here to help you with all of your outdoor power equipment needs. Stop by Clay County Farm Supply at 408 Brown Street in Salina or give them a call at 931-243-4169 to see how Husqvarna can help you. Husqvarna, taming the wild.
Clay County Farm Supply in Salina, Tennessee is now your certified dealer for Gator-Made trailers. Gator-Made is your best source to buy trailers factory direct. Gator-Made trailers offer a wide variety and style of trailers, such as utility, gooseneck, equipment, and pintle hitch trailers, enclosed cargo trailers, flatbed, platform, cargo, and dump trailers. And financing is available for Gator-Made trailers and Husqvarna products at Clay County Farm Supply in Salina, Tennessee.
Hi, everyone. I'm sitting here this morning with Holly Montooth, who is representing the Upper Cumberland Human Resources Agency, an agency I had the pleasure of working with a few years ago in the old summer youth program. And I think maybe my supervisor is her supervisor now, Ms. Linda Shooten. We could do a shout-out to Linda this morning. She may not hear this all the way over in Cookville, but
I'm sure she would appreciate it.
But she's an old and dear friend. Holly, I think you're here. I think you said we want to talk a bit about some volunteering opportunities over at the agency right now, and maybe we may get off on some of the other things there. So if you want to, talk to us a few minutes here.
I would love to. And Mr. Watson, I'd like to begin with thanking you for the opportunity to come and to speak about an agency that is, it's near and dear to my heart. I've been with the agency for 13 years now. I've held different capacities while being there, but I currently am working with Ms. Shuten and the WIA program, which is the Summer Youth and Dislocated Worker Programs. But Mr. Collins had asked two or three of us within the agency if we wouldn't mind going out into our communities and speaking to leaders and to people such as yourself, looking for volunteers and letting the folks know that we do have these opportunities for them to come and volunteer and be a part of their community. One of the programs that I would like to highlight is our nutrition program, the home-delivered meals. I hope everyone's familiar with that and participates with their local senior centers. We do have congregate meals here in Clay County, and on an average, we serve about 14 participants per day. Our home-delivered meal routes, we run seven different routes throughout Clay County, serve on average of 41 home-delivered meals a day. So, you know, that takes a lot of manpower.
I know my mother participated in that a number of years ago, and that was one of the highlights of her day every day. And, of course, the only complaint she ever had was that the people that delivered the meals just couldn't stay long enough and talk to her longer.
That and that we didn't have enough salt.
Yeah.
We get that a lot.
Yeah. The old folks are raised on salt.
I understand. I'm that way myself. But, you know, one of the opportunities that we have there is, you know, over at our senior center, you know, those folks, they come in, they want the socialization. You know, they want to be able to talk with people and be a part of their community. So if you had extra few minutes at lunch that you wanted to come and visit with our folks and, you know, help carry trays and, you know, just be a part of their lives, we would love that. You know, just spend a few minutes with them. And also, if you would like to deliver a meal route, we would love for people to volunteer to do that. You know, such a rewarding, you know, opportunity for you to have, you know, is to go out and visit with these folks. And like you say, can't stay too long, but the time that they do get to stay is very treasured.
Yes, it is. And I know, of course, we tried to do a shout. I might as well do that right now as a shout-out at the beginning somewhere at the first show for the Clay County Senior Citizen Center. Miss Betty Jo has promised me faithfully that if I continue to make these announcements that she's going to come on the show one day. But so far she keeps backing in the corners on me, and I can't get her out here. But hopefully we'll get her out here one of these mornings before long.
Well, she's probably like me and a little nervous.
Well, there's no need to be nervous. We're just holding a little conversation.
That's right. And I do need to say a good morning to Sandra and Donna and Penny and all the ladies and gentlemen who work for us here in Clay County. They do a super job, and, you know, we'd be lost without them. And that's one of the things that I do want to be sure to mention is, you know, we are trying to get volunteers, but we are not in any way looking to replace our staff. You know, we just want to involve the community, give the community people an opportunity to be with us and to see what we do and to also, you know, just help our staff. It's, you know, we can't take the time to stop and spend the 15 minutes that senior would love to have and that we would love to be able to, but, you know, volunteers can. So that's really what we're...
Okay. Anything else there that we...
Sure, I've got a few more things if we've got time.
We have got just as long as you need.
Good.
Or I'll just cut you off and say you're done.
That'd be fine, too. I can take it. That'd be fine, too. I do want to mention, as far as our home-delivered meals program, I don't think that some folks realize that, you know, our meals cost $7 per meal per day. So let's say that you're in a church or your Rotary Club or chamber group or any type of organization has a member that, you know, goes into the hospital for a week and they're struggling to get back on their feet. You know they're coming out, but you're just wanting to give them a love offering. You know, you could call Miss Sandra and say, Miss Sandra, Miss Smith is getting out of the hospital on Monday. I'd like to give you $35 to give her a hot meal between now and Friday. Now, that's an option. You can do that. You can do it for 2 weeks, a month. You know, those are what we call sponsored meals. And, you know, if you want to sponsor a meal, then you just need to tell us who and for how long, and we can take care of that person for you. You know, that's just a good opportunity that some people don't realize that we can provide. Also, we have the commodities program. That's where we give a bag of non-perishable food once every other month. You know, that's an option. You just need to contact Miss Sandra, and she could help you as far as getting signed up. I think the next delivery day is on May 20th, so you do have some time to get signed up for that. But that's a good option, and that's also a volunteer opportunity. You know, we always need help, you know, packaging out those and handing out, carrying the bags of food to the car, you know, for our hands.
Okay, let's take a little short break here, Holly. We do need to make a little money here. You know, we're volunteer workers here, but this program does cost to put on the air, and we do have to have a little bit of sponsorship. So let's listen to a couple of commercials, and we'll give Holly time to catch her breath and come back, and we'll talk some more.
Good afternoon. This is Elaine Closer. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route. Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter paint dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter paint, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter paints experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Welcome back, everyone. We'd like to welcome everyone back here to the historic Clay County Courthouse here on the corner. Looking out the window, the sunshine is so beautiful this morning. I think the weather's going to warm up a little bit, and hopefully winter's over. Hope this little frost didn't kill my cherries, so maybe I can have some cherry cobbler sometime later on in the summer. But we're sitting here with Holly Montooth, who is this morning representing the Upper Cumberland Human Resources Agency, and she's got some more things she wants to talk about, so we'll let her continue. I think there's some other programs that we want to just give a little update on and let everyone know about. Holly, if you would, please.
Thank you, Mr. Watson. The last program that I'd like to highlight is a program that we actually do not have it in Clay County at this time, but I do want to mention it because it's in Overton County. It's beginning in Fentress County, so I feel like it's just a matter of time before we have it in Clay County, and I'd like to go ahead and mention it because it's very important. And what it is the CASA program, which is Court-Appointed Special Advocate. Now, a CASA volunteer is a person who has been court-appointed to work on the behalf of an abused or a neglected child. Now, this advocate would conduct independent investigations, and they really become the voice of the child. So they do not work on behalf of DCS, and they do not work on behalf of the parents. They are actually a voice on behalf of the child, looking at the child's best interest. Now, these advocates are appointed by the juvenile court judge and must have a TBI background. And as I mentioned, we are currently not operating this program in Clay County. But just for example, I was in Overton County yesterday, and they have already served 13 children through this program. So it's something that is needed, and I would hope that very soon it will be something that we will bring to Clay County and Salina. So just be looking for that. That is something that's going to be happening. And this volunteer opportunity is, you know, if you could give us an hour over at the Senior Center, that would be wonderful. But if you want to be a CASA volunteer, this is going to take a little more dedication, a little more time commitment. But it's going to be so rewarding. So I just want to go ahead and let everybody know that this is something that's coming, and we hope to have it very soon.
Well, let me ask you, what type of people do you have volunteering for that? Do you have, like, retired professionals or young people, old people, or just maybe the gamut of all citizens?
It's everyone. You know, this is something that touches everyone's heart. I was in Cumberland County not long ago, and they have a huge CASA program. I think they have 13 volunteers. Of course, their retired population is a lot higher than most. But, you know, early retirees, even younger adults, they ask for 4 hours a month is what a CASA volunteer is asked to do. So if you can't do any longer than 4 hours, CASA would probably not be something that would interest you. However, you know, I think 4 hours is the bare minimum. So it's something that you're going to want to volunteer more for.
Okay, how involved do you become with the abused child you're working with, and where do you meet with them? And you know, I mean, just you know,
okay,
what kind of things do
sure.
you get involved in with this child?
Sure, you would do an initial assessment, and lots of times they'll do that at the office. They'll ask the child, whoever the guardian, foster parent, whoever that would be, to bring the child to a central location. It's not going to be often at all that you're asked to go into a parent's home. You know, if you've been working 15 hours with this person and you feel comfortable, you know, you would go in at that point. But Judy Greenwood is our CASA coordinator, and she's located out of Putnam County. And she has a multitude of information and knowledge on CASA. I know just enough to be dangerous. You know what I mean?
A lot of us are that way.
So what I know that we're looking out for the interests of the child, and also we're going to protect our volunteers.
Okay. Any other programs here in the county that maybe we need to update people of?
Yeah, I can't leave without mentioning transportation. I'd get a whipping when I got back to school. I just want to remind
Who
everyone.
Who are our drivers here now? I know Jimmy.
Jimmy, and let's see, I think there's a Jamie, a gentleman by the name of Jamie. Now, Penny, she used to drive for us, but I think she's been moving on up. She's in the dispatch position now. So
she's telling people where to go.
That's right.
Officially now.
And I'm, you know, she has no problem doing that. But we do have several deviated fixed routes. We run a route to the VA in Murfreesboro. We run several routes to Nashville and Knoxville, and we offer zone transportation. And what that means is that Clay County is divided into zones. So on certain days, we're in certain areas of the county, and for $1 a trip, we could take you to your doctor's appointments or to get your hair done or the grocery shop. I went and stopped by the office this morning, and there was a lady who needed to stop by Family Dollar. So Miss Sandra and Penny got that straightened out so she could stop. But, you know, anything that you need like that, they can take care of it. You know, you can see the dedication. You know, we give each other a hard time, but they work so hard for the citizens here in Salina and Clay County. We're real proud of them. But I would like to mention this just because these are big numbers. UCHRA, over the 14 counties that we serve, we provide 900 trips a day. And then for the year last year, it was 247,000 trips across the Cumberland region. So we're real proud of that.
Those are impressive numbers.
Yeah.
And those range what I always, do you ever go to Memphis?
One thing that they did, and, you know, we have, the human resource agencies are across the state.
Right.
So they started over in Bristol, and it was like a, help me with my words here. I'm using my hands.
A relay.
Okay, exactly. The gentleman got on at Bristol, made it to Knoxville, came to Cookeville, went to Nashville, and then ended up in Memphis. So
we could get them one in the state.
If they wanted to go, we could get them there. Exactly right.
Well, they could start now and be there in time for Memphis in May, couldn't they?
Well, hey, it's a nice day.
Yes, it is. Okay, now, let's, on a personal note, I don't know how personal you can be. What are your favorite moments? You said you've been there now for 13 years. That's a long time for a 25-year-old, isn't it?
That's exactly right. I'm just barely over 25. I love to tell this story. Nutrition is near and dear to my heart, but I'm making my way over into the WIA field. But not long ago, I went to Pickett County, and I did a home delivered meal route. And you know, when you've got, sometimes you're the only person that these folks see. You're the only contact that they have. And the Department of Human Services requires that we, the Department of Health, I should have said, make sure that we have to go in our safety guidelines as far as time that we have the food and things like that. So you have to be quick. You can't stay long. But when you go and you stop, and this gentleman, he said, please, come on in, let me show you. And, 10 minutes later, I'm looking at photo albums and a pony that he had. And it's just, he's following you out the door. Those moments, they touch your heart. And, the meals program is wonderful. And I guess that's my whole point of being here today. If you have an hour once a month, once every 6 months, we would love to have you, and not only for our benefit, but for yours. It's just something that's really going to make a difference in not only their lives, but yours as well.
Well, Holly, it has been an absolute pleasure having you here this morning, and any time that you can waylay Luke and keep him away, you're perfectly welcome to come back and join us again. We always enjoy hearing about what's going on with the agency. We realize here in Clay County the importance of this agency. Like I said, years ago we had, the summer youth program, and we've had the commodities program for years and years and years. And we know the Upper Cumberland Agency is, it's a very, very valuable asset to the Upper Cumberland area. And all of those 14 counties, they're all served very, very well, and we all know that begins with leadership at the top and goes down through people like you, and I'm sure there are people that maybe work under you and work with you that make all this happen. But
right.
It's been an extreme pleasure having you.
Well, and I appreciate it so much, and I do want to say, we're nothing without our people. So we're a team effort, the van drivers, our kitchen staff, I want to thank them, and not only in Salina but everywhere, because we couldn't do it without them.
I think my Aunt May worked in the kitchen down here for about 100 years.
I think you're exactly right. She sure did a fine job for us.
And, I could say I howdy to her this morning.
Yeah.
But like I said, Holly, it's been great having you here.
Thank you.
But I guess we better take a little short break, and we'll move in with another guest. I don't know whether he looks as good as you or not, but maybe he will. He'll suffice.
Oh, I'm
sure
he'll do just fine.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Paula Boone with Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center. We are excited to announce two new services available to our community. We are now offering adult daycare and outpatient therapies. Our adult daycare program is designed to provide improvements in the health of adults who may just need a safe place to be during the day. Nutritious meals, snacks, activities, and a full-service beauty shop are just a few of the services available. Outpatient physical, occupational, and speech therapies are now offered to our community as well. Most major insurance plans are accepted. For more information, give us a call today at 931-243-3139. We will be glad to assist you. Again, that is 931-243-3139, Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center in Salina, Tennessee.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Like as I've said before, we're here enjoying ourselves this morning here at the Clay County Courthouse. And like as I said, of last Friday, we're still the oldest active courthouse in the state of Tennessee, since we did have court here last week. And I went up and checked it out, and sure enough, it was all set up for lawyers and judges and jury box and all that stuff. So we were officially a courthouse again, not just a Christmas playhouse. So, but right now I've got, our county mayor, Mr. Dale Reagan, with us this morning. I guess it's the Tom and Dale show again this morning for a few minutes.
All right, sounds good to me.
So, Mr. Reagan, what have you got for us this morning you want to start off with talking about a little bit?
Well, Thomas, I appreciate it. Again, as always, I certainly appreciate the opportunity you get to come up here to fill the citizens in on some of the happenings of our county government. Wasn't able to be here last Thursday because I had a meeting out of town to bring everybody up to date on the county commission meeting that we had April the 7th. And at that particular meeting, we had 8 resolutions that was taken consideration, and we had 4 motions that was on the books, and a couple of the motions that we did was a follow-up from what the commissioners and myself, we started at the first of the year to recognize some of our outstanding young ladies in the west end of the county that they won the James C. Haley Championship at Hermitage Springs, the Lady Wildcats down there. And that was a great accomplishment for those young ladies.
It was a tremendous accomplishment.
It was, absolutely.
Coach Carter.
And we had the opportunity. The weather had been bad, and we wanted to make sure that we found a time that when all the young ladies could come and be with us and everything. And it was a good time for us. We presented them with some certificates from the county, and also we had some proclamations from the Representative Keesland and Senator Beavers from the General Assembly had sent up some proclamations for those young ladies. We also had, we recognized the young lady, Lizzie Pitcock, Laura Elizabeth Pitcock. They all call her Lizzie, a very young lady, about, I think she's about 4 years, maybe 5 years old right now. She was the one about a year or so ago, her brother got mauled by a dog in the west end of the county. And she was one of the first ones to go in home and make the parents aware of what was going on. So commissioners and myself wanted to recognize her for outstanding bravery and love for her brother and everything, and we did that. They weren't able to be there, but we've got the certificate and everything. Myself and two of the commissioners in the area are going to go down here in a few days and make that presentation to that young lady.
You know, it's amazing what our youngsters, our children can do when faced with adversity that way. I mean, it never ceases to amaze. I know usually nightly on the news you'll see some story of a small child somewhere that does an act of bravery without thinking and saves an entire family, or in some instances an entire community.
It does, and I mean, that just to me, it just shows the love that, you know, that we have for a fellow man, especially a young age like that, that showed that love. Resolutions is speaking about, Thomas, was the first resolution was to encourage the General Assembly to fully fund the state relief program for the disabled and elderly property owners for our state. And that's something that's been kind of on the chopping block for the last few years, that they've been, the state have been looking at, you know, the possibility of maybe not funding that. But this year they did fund it. But what we're trying to do is get them to just kind of take it out of the possibility of not funding it, and to make it a mandatory that they're going to be funding that. So That right there would be devastating to our area because we have a lot of our disabled folks as well as our elderly folks and veterans that I think they get about $194 discount off their property tax, the real property tax and everything that they do, paid up to $194. And so that helps a lot. And the state, what they do, they come back and they reimburse the county back for that and everything. So we, the commissioners, passed a resolution to send down to our General Assembly asking for them to certainly take that in consideration of on that program and everything. We also had a couple of budget amendments that were made, with one being the result of the trustee's office upgrading some of their computer systems and everything, and the other one was a grant funds that flowed through the, I believe it was a joint effort through the health department had a grant as well as the Chamber of Commerce had a grant through the 3-star program that come in, and we have to amend those or do a budget amendment for that. And also a resolution was passed to extend our contract with the City of Salina for the ambulance contract this upcoming year. And so if the city is, will be continuing to do our ambulance service, they do an outstanding job. I think we have a number one service here in the county for the citizens and everything, and I appreciate the efforts that they put forth to that and everything. Resolution number 5 that we did was a resolution that the commissioners have been working on for some time, and that was to abolish the office of constable in the county. And there's not many counties across the state of Tennessee that still have constables, and they wanted to start that process, and at the end of qualification for the election, had no one to qualify for that office. So that's one of the things that the commissioners have voted on. They got to vote on it at 2 consecutive readings. And so they'll be looking at that this coming month, the upcoming month as well, to do that. And the Sheriff's Department had a resolution of surplus property as well as a resolution to support the State Veteran Cemetery. I'm sure everybody's been hearing about that and everything. And the commissioners are in full, as well as myself, in full support of that program and everything.
Okay. Something that you just mentioned there, you know, I know we've all heard it forever. That is, by a special act of the legislature. What exactly are we talking about there? I mean, I you know, I've seen those things, you know, by a special act, we honor someone, and maybe there are certain variations to laws even in some areas where, you know, a statewide mandate or something may be passed, and then a local county will want to be exempt from it or want to do something extra. How do you go about those things? I mean, what?
Well, a lot of things that they do come up with sometimes, you know, and some of it's mandatory, where that, sadly to say, a lot of laws that they pass sometimes are unfunded mandates that they hand down, and you don't have a whole lot of choice but to just try to, you know, you have to follow through with it. But some of them they do pass, and they hand it down, and they leave it to the local level, so they can either opt in or opt out, and so they have that choice to do that.
But that's something you do have to request, and it would take a special
right
then.
Yeah, they'd have to. The commission would have to vote on it and everything, and, you know, make that decision where they want it. And just say, for instance, if they pass some kind of regulation to follow up on the county governments or whatever, but they leave it up to, there's an option there to where the county can opt in it or opt out of it and everything. A lot of times there's strings attached to that. That comes back to, well, one thing that comes to mind was the residential permit, home permit, building home permit and everything. And we do have that here in the county now, but the state is the one that implements it and everything. So the county had the option to either opt in, to do it themselves, or to opt out and let the state do it. And that's what the county chose to do, is let the state, because at this particular time, I know the sheriff's been working with us and everything through the in his department, because if you want to build a home or whatever, you know, you've got to get a 911 address. That's one of the first things you do, go to the health department and get your PERC and all that, where you're accepted if you're out in the rural area and everything. So that's a must, and we felt like that would probably be the department that would probably implement, you know, the building permits. we haven't got to the point yet before that, you know, that we have got that set up like that. So the state is the one that's implementing that for us. So anyone out there that plans on building a home, I'd certainly encourage you to do that. But there is some stipulations and some permits that you have to go see about getting, and just contact our office, and we'll get you in contact with who you need to get with and everything, and it's through the state that does that. But that's one of the things that they hand down, and a lot of private acts that are done, just like this constable thing is not really a private act, but a lot of legislation that the local government has to do, a lot of it won't come into effect or become law until they do two consecutive readings.
And I know over the years I can remember small communities like say Pigeon Forge used to be a real, real small community, and it seemed like I remember back early on that through a special act of the legislature, part of that area up there, which was becoming a big tourist area, that they were allowed the liquor by the drink to attack the big name restaurants and stuff, which is, you know, I mean, like it or not like it, that's one of the prerequisites for an Old Charlie's or something, is you have to be able to have a bar, which they make more money on, of course. Yeah. But, you know, small communities that the population didn't meet the state law, and I'm sure it applies to a lot of other things other than just that.
Yeah. And it does, and, you know, like tax inability and stuff like that and everything, those processes you have to go through with and everything, and they just, you know, with the exception to real property tax, your county commission has that authority to do that within standards and everything. I mean, they just can't just walk in there and just say, hey, we want to put this on the citizens and everything. It's got to be a reasonable amount, and it's also got to have reasonable reasons behind it to do that and everything. And the comptroller's office is one that's watching over us to make sure that we do that correctly and everything. But anything else like that, you know, pretty much you make a request by the General Assembly. The commissioners will pass a resolution asking the General Assembly, this is what we're wanting to do, you know, for our citizens in our county. And that's got to go down. You've got to have at least two-thirds majority of the commission. If you don't have two-thirds majority, there's no sense even sending it down. They won't even, you know, it won't even go into committee or anything. And then that they look at it, and if they pass it, most of them have got to come back to the county commission. Then the county commission a lot of times has to pass it again before it ever comes into law and everything.
And then sometimes you have to have a referendum, don't you?
You have to have a referendum. Sometimes a lot of things are subject to be petitioned. And if that happens, it goes on the referendum.
Okay, a break here, and I want to come back, and we've got a couple more things we want to throw out. But we need to take a commercial break, so let's take a short commercial break, and we'll be back with Mayor Reagan here just in a few minutes.
The Upper Cumberland General Store is what a country store used to be like and what a country store should be. Local handcrafted items, antiques, Disney items, American moonshine items, household goods, Wise survival foods, snacks, discount groceries, and a whole lot more. Shop Upper Cumberland General Store and save. Up to 90% off regular retail prices. You need to see it to believe it. Visit Upper Cumberland General Store, open 9 till 5, Tuesday through Saturday at 101 Doctors Drive in Salina, Tennessee. Or you can call them at 931-243-3350. That's 931-243-3350 for Upper Cumberland General Store. Here to serve you right behind the DQ.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Husqvarna is the world's largest producer of outdoor power products. Husqvarna offers a full line of lawn and garden equipment for the homeowner and the professional. Chainsaws, blowers, trimmers, mowers, tillers, and zero turns. Husqvarna has everything you need and is here to help you with all of your outdoor power equipment needs. stop by Clay County Farm Supply at 408 Brown Street in Salina or give them a call at 931-243-4169 to see how Husqvarna can help you. Husqvarna, taming the wild.
Clay County Farm Supply in Salina, Tennessee is now your certified dealer for Gator-Made trailers. Gator-Made is your best source to buy trailers factory direct. Gator-Made trailers offer a wide variety and style of trailers, such as utility, gooseneck, equipment, and pintle hitch trailers, enclosed cargo trailers, flatbed, platform, cargo, and dump trailers. And financing is available for Gator-Made trailers and Husqvarna products at Clay County Farm Supply in Salina, Tennessee.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, we'd like to remind everyone to go out and visit our sponsors and potential sponsors. We want to remind you for listening to this. So are your customers. So, you know, you need to get the word out to them. So we need you to advertise here with us on the show. Right now, we're back here with Mayor Reagan, and he's got a few more things that he wants to talk to us about this morning, and we'll let him continue. We'll just pretend like we didn't stop.
Okay. Good deal. Well, appreciate it again, Thomas. And I know a lot of folks have been coming down toward to the office and to the government complex and the community centers. The building down there serves a lot of different avenues now, and been noticing the construction site there has been a little, I guess what you might say, on hold for a few months, and that was due to weather. Hopefully here in the next couple of weeks, we're going to get that kicked back up and everything. The engineer told me the 1st of May is when they were planning on moving the excavation team back in to get to work on the pad and everything. So hopefully here in a couple of months we can start seeing some action take place down there. And that was on our emergency operations center that we got the grant through CDBG disaster grant that we got.
Is there a completion deadline on that, or is it?
Well, there was, but they've moved it out a little bit because of the weather and everything. And it wasn't just here. I mean, it's been a lot of different jobs that around have been delayed or postponed due to the rainy season that we had, and they're not able to bring the dirt in. They got to take dirt out and bring some dirt back in and everything to build up the pad and everything for the foundation.
It's not good to pour pads and footers on frozen ground, either.
No, it don't work out. The sooner or later it's going to thaw up and things don't stay together like you'd like for them to and everything. I know, Thomas, you mentioned something about the jail project that was the county commission have been working on for the last several years, seems like. And they, at the last planning meeting that we had a group to come up and talk to them. And so they're looking at the contract with the architect and engineering firm. And hopefully here in the next month or so, they'll make a decision that if the contract suits, you know, the needs of what they feel like they need, they can go into contract with that architect and they can get started on the design phase of the jail and everything. And that's just at the beginning point. And it's just a long, drawn-out process, and I know I've said this many, many times, but it is. And it takes one of the firms that we talked to said that they had been working with the county now for nearly 8 years, working on, you know, getting to the point to where they hadn't even broke ground yet. And so it's a long, drawn-out process. You got to go make sure the property and everything, the environmental is done on it, and then that's going to be suitable. And then you got to go through the process of making the be designed to meet the needs of what the county needs and everything.
Well, there's no doubt that we need a facility upgrade. And the place now, I mean, I think it's probably got to the point where upgrades are really, they're just no longer really, you can take place.
Yeah, you can only just do so much to something for so long. And I mean, that's, and changes, you know, I've heard it all my life, changes is inevitable. It's going to happen. But growth is optional, and that's how we
right.
face it and everything. And I hope and trust that, you know, that we're doing, I feel like we are, that we're doing it in a positive manner and everything. Taking, you know, I know that sometimes in government it's hurry up and wait. And, but we want to make sure this is a very big step for our county and for our taxpayers and everybody. So we want to make sure it's our job to make sure that we do this thing as correctly as we possibly can and everything when we're making this decision.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt that we do need the facility. And of course, small county property tax bases, that, you know, these things all come into play on this thing. And there's, of course, there's always opposition to change, just for the sake, you know, hey, we don't need a change. He's good enough for Grandpa. You know, he stayed down there a couple nights and it didn't kill him. But we do need, I think everyone really realizes that we do need the facility. And, you know, the sooner we can get started on it and people can actually see something, and then I think that that quietens a lot of the racket about, you know, what's going on. Once you see some brick going up on a wall, it seems to make a big difference.
Well, I mean, everybody's concerned, and they have a right to be and everything, you know. But just like I said, you know, and I'm concerned too, you know. And I want to make sure that I'm doing my job to get the information to the commissioner so that they can base their, you know, decision on as much as, you know, that we can come up with them to make a good decision and everything for that. Kind of getting off that subject just a little bit, if you don't mind. You mentioned something a while ago that I thought was very uplifting and encouraging, because, you know, the courthouse here is still an active courthouse, and that was proved to be true last Friday, I guess it was, whenever they had to do the General Sessions Court had to come up here because they had a trial going on down at the new complex and everything. So all that seems to be working out real well and everything. And we encourage everybody to come out. Like you said, you know, here at the, our courthouse here on the square is something that, you know, that we all continue to be proud of. And Lord be our helper and everything. We're going to continue to try to improve as we go along. I know we've been talking about the electrical stuff here. I know you've been working real hard with Dr. Young and others to try to get some grant funding coming in here to where we can upgrade that and improve that as well. So appreciate you mentioning that, Tom.
Okay, we've got a couple of things while we're off on that. I know we've got our Moonshine Days coming up later, but even before that, there's Homecoming Days. We've got all kinds of stuff going on around the square here, and I guess on Saturday, May the 3rd, we've got our first Cumberland Run cruise in. And, of course, I'm on, since I'm very heavily involved in that, I want to invite everyone to come out, whether you've got a special vehicle or not, but come out and sit down on the square and enjoy yourself that Saturday afternoon. We have a big time at that thing. And we're also, you know, I don't know if you ever get it to come to fruition or not, but we're looking at trying to do some other shows here around the courthouse during the summer. It's hard to get this stuff going. There's so many communities around. Basically, just about every weekend here in the Upper Cumberland area, there's a festival or some type of craft show or something going on. I know Granville has something every other week, but we're continuing to work on that. I know Barbara Boone is helping me with that. You know, everyone knows her as the basket lady. But, you know, these are some of the things that we hope to keep going here. And like I said, our first Moonshine Cruise is coming up May the 3rd. And we will be, once again, giving 50 free T-shirts to the first 50 registrants. And I'd like to thank people like Mayor Reagan and all the other advertisers here around Clay County. We have about, I think, 24 of them that contribute to that shirt and enable us to give it away at our car shows. And it's great advertising for them because those things go out at to car shows all over the place and try to design something that'll catch people's eye, and then they'll read the back of it. But Mayor Reagan, just get off of that and get off of my wagon, man. Anything else you need to?
Just again, you know, our concerns is your concerns, and I said that kind of backwards, didn't it? Your concerns is our concerns and everything, but our office is open Monday through Friday, and please feel free to call us anytime at the mayor's office, and we'll try our very best. If we can't answer your question, we'll flat out try to help you find an answer for it and everything. So I want to wish everybody a happy Easter. This is the weekend, Easter weekend and everything, and seems like the weather looks like it's going to be a beautiful weekend for us and everything. So we want to wish everybody a happy Easter.
We can go ahead and start hiding eggs.
Hiding eggs.
Mayor, it's been a pleasure having you here, and we'll have another chapter later on.
Okay, thank you, Thomas.
All right, let's take a short break, and we've got one more guest coming in, and we'll get to him just in a second here. But Mayor Reagan, once again, always.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. This is Elaine Closure. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the pain counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route.
Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Celina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Celina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter paint dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter paint, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter Paints experience at Celina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Welcome back, everyone. Before we get to our next guest, I've got a service announcements here. I want to remind everyone that the annual Lions Club Easter Egg Hunt will begin at 1:30 Sunday afternoon down at the park, and they will, of course, they'll be over hiding eggs earlier. And if I had some good binoculars, I might be able to set up there and see where they hide the big prize eggs, but that might be considered a little unfair. But also, we've got a couple of other things here. We've got, coming up on, Saturday, Friday, May the 2nd, Saturday, May the 3rd, the first annual Bobby Massengill Memorial. Bobby was, this is memory of Bobby, who was a long, long time member of the Volunteer Fire Department over there. And this is a fishing tournament in his honor. It's Catfish Classic and Fish Fry. And it'll emanate out of Horse Creek Dock. And there's a $20 per person entry fee. And this is to benefit the East 52 Fire Department. And if you'd like some information, call 931-243-2125. And also, there is a fundraiser out at the Baptist Ridge Volunteer Fire Department on Saturday, June the 7th at 5 p.m. Excuse me, it's for them, but it's at the Clay County Community Center, and they've got a number of things they're going to be raffling off. They're going to have an auction. They're going to have food served, cakewalk, and they've got a mystery box and other activities, and in the memory of Posey Young. And this will be taking place on Saturday, June the 7th, 5 p.m. at the Clay County Community Center. So get out and support these folks and help out. Right now, I've got my final guest of the day, Alan. It's good to have you here with me this morning. It's always good to have one of my former students back.
Thanks for having me.
And this is Alan King, and he's got some stuff he wants to talk to us about. So, Alan, we're going to have to hurry it up. We've only got about 5 or 6 minutes left, so let her rip.
Talk about burn permits. As of this year so far, there's been 14 forest fires in the state of Tennessee, or in Upper Cumberland area, I should say, and 164.6 acres burned. Don't forget, if you burn on the weekends, call and get a burn permit on Friday because they are closed Saturday and Sunday. You can call 823-6538 for a burn permit. Burn permits are required up until May the 15th. Also, check with your local authorities. Check to make sure the city or the county don't have a burn permit ban going on.
Okay, now what else we got here to talk about this morning? Surely you and I come up with something.
We come up with something.
I do know you are a member of the Volunteer Fire Department at Highway 52 Volunteer Fire Department. And how long have you been doing that?
About 12 years now.
And what about emergency services? You're still working for them?
Yes, about 6 years.
About 6 years with them. And then I also know something near and dear to both of our hearts, that occasionally you do dip in and do a little automobile restoration work.
There's a lot of that.
You got anything going on right now you're working on?
Finishing up a 1955 Chevrolet Bel Air, two-door, starting on a 74 Cuda.
And once again, I know Alan goes to a lot of the cruise-ins. Expect him down here for the one coming up here for us. He normally brings out his, what year is it, a 60 what?
67.
67 Chevelle. That is, it is an original 427 car?
Originally 396 car.
396. It was original big block car.
Yes.
Well, Alan, let's go about the volunteer fire department out there. You know, I know we have volunteer fire departments all over the county. How active? I mean, how many calls do you guys do a month? Right offhand, do you?
For us, we average probably 2 to 3 calls a month on average, about 30 a year.
So you, I mean, it. But you and you, you guys all work together.
Yeah, but in the county, I don't know the exact number of firefighters in the county. There's several, but all of us work together as a common goal. And, yeah, I mean, there's always something going to happen if somebody gets aggravated at, but still, you all got to work together in the end.
Who's your chief out there?
Actually, I'm chief out there.
Really?
Yeah.
I knew that. what does it take to become a volunteer fireman?
I guess an outstanding character first. You got to be respectful. Respectable person, you know. Respect the community and helping other people. As far as becoming a volunteer, go to your local volunteer fire department, get an application. They usually do a application period, maybe a month or something, where, you know, you fill out the application, turn it in, they review it, then you come back to the next meeting and get voted in.
What about training?
Different departments require different things. You've seen our basic. And for us, you know, we require that, too. It's a 16-hour class. It's basic firefighting. And then after that, they can go on to the 64-hour class and go to the Tennessee State Fire Academy, which is TFACA, and they can complete the live portion of that, which is 22 hours.
Okay. How much money does it take normally a year? I mean, as chief, you've probably got a pretty good idea. Does it take to operate your volunteer fire department out there?
Our operation budget is anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 a year. Of course, it bounces depending on how many calls you have, how much fuel you use, how much training you get to do, and stuff like that. And that's a big part of the fuel bill.
Okay, I can imagine that. What about equipment?
Equipment, for example, well, I put a grant in this year for a $230,000 tanker. It's going to cost us right at $12,000 if we are part of that grant. So this summer or this year, if we get in funds to pay that truck off.
So there's lots of
yes,
chili bean suppers and cakewalks and
yeah, it takes a lot of that to pay for a $12,000, you know. And we have to go. We don't have the money available, so we have to go get a loan, just like anybody else would for a vehicle,
yeah.
And you know, and pay it off in time.
And I know that the county government does help out some, but I'm sure that there's a lot of you guys out there.
Yes, there is.
And it does take local community support and, you know, and to stay in business. And you guys have been in business a pretty good while. And you've got a good building up at the top of the hill now. And
yeah, we've been in business probably right at 10 and a half years now. We're probably the newest department in the county.
I thought you probably were.
So we've grown.
Yeah, and you are growing. Of course, you know, I guess in your business, growth is not necessarily a good thing.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I mean, no, if it's from necessity of fires, it's not
right.
A good thing, but if it's to advance, get the new equipment, be more readily available to be able to extinguish flames a whole lot quicker, all those things come into play. But I know you guys are to really be commended all over Clay County. I know we have numerous volunteer fire departments. They're all excellent, and I know you guys do work together. I mean, if there's a major fire somewhere or another, I mean, you guys all swarm into it, help with your tankers, with your men, and the volunteerism of the volunteer fire department in Clay County is outstanding. And I would personally like to commend you and all the other guys, from the chief on down, about each one of them, for the work that you do provide for Clay County.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our communities. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.